Hey there, everyone. Welcome to season 4 of the Reading Project podcast. I'm so excited to be launching the 4th season. I can't even believe it, but here we are. So the Reading Project podcast is hosted by yours truly, Ashley DiMercaro from Your Reading Tutor, LLC. I'm a private reading tutor, podcaster, virtual summit host, and business mentor. I work with students in grades K-3, usually. And I offer homeschooling support packages. I'm also a wife and homeschooling mom to my 2 kiddos. My mission is to help families, caregivers, and educators build stronger and more confident readers one episode at a time. I want you to know that you don't have to be a teacher in order to help your struggling reader. I'm here to help with book suggestions, homework tips and tricks, mindset work, tools and ideas for tackling reading, writing, and spelling work at home. And I'll be bringing in guest experts to share their wisdom as well. I have some great new episodes planned for you this year. You can expect new episodes twice a month this season. This season, I'll be talking about banned books, graphic novels, building reading fluency, reading challenges, and so much more. Watch for a new style of episode where I do a deep dive into a student and family profile and talk about how I would approach helping the student and family. When you're listening this season, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast, and follow me on Instagram at Your Reading Tutor, or send me an email at ashleyd@yourreadingtutor.com. And we'll make sure to include the links to those things down in the show notes. All right, let's dive in to season 4 of the Reading Project podcast. Let's go. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the Reading Project podcast. Today is part 1 of a 2-part episode on literacy hacks for busy families. So I really want to focus on providing practical and time-efficient tips for parents and caregivers who may have busy schedules, but still want to foster a culture of literacy at home. They still want to support and encourage their readers and help them out when they can. So I'm going to share 10 different ideas, actually, but 5 in this first part of the 2-part series, and then 5 more in part 2. So make sure you come back in February for part 2 of Literacy Hacks for Busy Families. All right, the first one for you is to develop some quick reading rituals. So remember, literacy support and developing literacy skills, helping your kiddo build their vocabulary, all of these things doesn't have to take a long time. You can incorporate short and effective daily routines and rituals into your life to encourage more reading and word awareness. This could include bedtime stories, morning reading sessions, or even just short stories during mealtimes. I love the idea of reading shorter stories at bedtime or articles from a kids' magazine. I'm a huge fan of The Week Junior magazine that has lots of world news, national news, as well as current events, science and technology, animals and the environment. It has usually has a recipe in it, lots of good things, and they come each week. So you could spend, you know, you could read an article a night and have things to read for a long time. I also like the idea of picking out a short story anthology and talking to your kiddos about the difference between a short story and like a chapter book, and reading poetry, things that are quicker. If you feel like you don't have as much time at bedtime, that's okay. It's still valuable. I also found this great idea called a morning mystery read aloud, where you read a few pages of a mystery or an adventure story each morning and then leave your kiddo on a cliffhanger and they're excited to hear more the next day. I'm going to give you some suggestions for possible morning mystery read alouds, and I'll include links to those down in the show notes. Okay, number 2, make the most of your commute time. So if you are a family that spends time going to and from practices, to and from school, any kind of event, you're doing, you're spending time in the car and leverage your commute time for literacy activities. You have a captive audience, right? So you can listen to audiobooks together. You can engage in storytelling, play word games during car rides. You've heard me talk about how much I love audiobooks before. I just really think they're great for the car and they're great for kids. They support listening comprehension and foster your child's imagination. You can use an audiobook to also discuss vocabulary, develop critical thinking skills, talk about their comprehension of what the story is. There are so many benefits to listening to audiobooks. I like to play Story Chain when we're in the car for long car rides as well. This is just a collaborative storytelling activity where each family member adds a sentence to create a continuous story. And I always tell my kiddos, the sillier, the better, as I think that makes it just even more fun. And it encourages creativity, imagination, and verbal expression. Commutes are a great time to have a spelling challenge or play a phonics I spy game by describing an object using only its initial sound rather than its name. So, for example, I spy with my little eye something that starts with the B sound or something that starts with the sound, and looking around for objects that start with that sound. All right, literacy hack number 3. We're going to talk a little bit about multitasking with literacy. Now, multitasking obviously is, it seems like it's one of those topics that kind of comes up a lot in the online space about whether or not we can actually multitask. Maybe I shouldn't call it multitasking. You know, you can do habit stacking, which is where, you know, if you already are in the habit of brushing your teeth every night, then you could add another small habit to that one, right? And then you'll be more likely to do them together. So you're not really multitasking, you're doing one then the other, but hopefully you get what I'm talking about. But many of the things you do during your day can help build literacy skills. And, you know, a really simple thing would just be listening to an audiobook while you're doing household chores. I know my son listens to audiobooks when he empties the dishwasher. So something like that, where it's not requiring a lot of mental bandwidth to do the task, then you can give some of your mental energy to the audiobook. You can also involve kiddos in the cooking process, right? You're already cooking every day. So have them read the recipe out loud, measure the ingredients, read what ingredients you need, have them get out certain things, follow instructions. You know, sometimes I'll tell my son, can you get me the parsley, the basil, and the salt? You know, so he has to go over to the spices and read to find out which one he needs and also remember the three I told him to get. So this not only promotes literacy skills, following directions, it's going to enhance math skills with, you know, fractions and reading the recipe, and then life skills really as well, right? Cooking. We want our kids to be able to do that. Another great idea where you can sort of multitask and build in literacy skills is grocery shopping. So you can turn your grocery shopping trips into a vocabulary scavenger hunt or a word scavenger hunt. You could have the kids, before you go, create a list of words related to items in the store and then challenge your kids to find those words by reading the labels and reading the signs in the store. So it helps them build their word recognition skills and expands their vocabulary. And again, you're already going grocery shopping, so why not build in a little bit of literacy into it? I also found this a great idea online. I love this idea. I've never done this, but I think it would be really fun to have a family news bulletin where you designate a small bulletin board for your family's news section and encourage your kids to contribute by writing short news updates, jokes, or interesting facts, things they're interested in or just want you to know about. I think this would be a great way to, you know, develop their writing skills, encouraging them to read it each morning or each day, as well as family communication. You can put notes for them there as well. Finally, in this category, you know, you can multitask by reading while waiting. Right? So make use of those wait times when you're at doctor's appointments, sports practices, bring along a book and create a habit of reading together with your kiddo during these moments. So you make waiting time an opportunity for shared literacy. All right. The fourth literacy hack today is Take a moment and think about how are you utilizing technology for learning? You can explore all kinds of educational apps, online resources, and ebooks that can really help you out as a busy parent by fostering and encouraging literacy skills in your kiddos. It really can be a valuable tool in supporting your child's reading habits. You can use educational apps that focus on these literacy skills and offer interactive reading experiences, both vocabulary building and phonics practice. Some of the apps I've used in the past are Starfall, Reading Eggs, Endless Readers, and even Teacher Monster to Read. Another great way to utilize technology, especially on the go as a busy family, would be to use ebooks. Ebooks are convenient and they allow families to access a variety of reading material on the go using e-readers or mobile devices. Even things like picture books look really great on an iPad or a small tablet for our younger readers. So just make sure to ensure that the apps you choose, the ebooks you're downloading are age appropriate and align with your child's developmental stage. And it's always a good idea to explore the features of each app to find the ones that best fit your child's learning style and their needs, and also your family dynamics and your family culture. All right, number five for today of literacy hacks for busy families, I want you to try incorporating more literacy into your daily tasks. We talked a little bit about this already when we talked about multitasking, but you really can look for opportunities to build literacy into your daily tasks that you're already doing. You're already, you know, going shopping, running errands, doing chores. You could create word games or reading lists related to those tasks. I mentioned already about having a family bulletin where like you do family news, but it doesn't even have to be like a news bulletin. You could just create a morning message board. As a teacher, we used to have morning message. I imagine they're still doing morning message in elementary schools where you would write a short note or a message to your child. You know, you write it the night before, then you encourage them to read it when they wake up to foster their daily reading habit. And you could use this board for affirmations, notes about the schedule, funny memories, you know, jokes. You could ask them questions, whatever you want. I really haven't done this lately in my homeschool, although as I was recording this episode and thinking about, you know, a morning message board, I think my daughter would really love a morning message board. And I remember sometimes when I was teaching in public school, we would have like a poll, like, you know, what's your favorite fruit or what do you like better, strawberries or raspberries? You know, they could vote, or a fill in the blank message board. And I remember kids just loving that. All right. So that's it for part one of this mini series, Literacy Hacks for Busy Families. Make sure you come back in February for part two, where I'll share five more ideas and tips for how you can incorporate more literacy activities and build a culture of literacy and a reading habit with your family. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, keep reading. Thanks so much for listening. And if you know anyone who might be interested in joining us and listening in on my podcast, I would love for you to share it. And I'd also love to connect with you on social. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest. All my links are in the show notes. Make sure you head over to my website at www.yourreadingtutor.com to sign up for my newsletter so you'll be notified when new episodes come out and any new promotions or services that I'm offering. You can also find my free signature 3-step reading reward system on my website. You'll be able to download it and just get started right away, helping your struggling reader to reach their potential. Keep reading. See you next time.